I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehrer. And we've all seen her, the stereotypical stock photo woman in different forms. Sometimes she's smiling and pouring cereal for her kids. Sometimes she's that laughing worker in short shorts and a headlamp climbing a ladder seemingly to nowhere. And God help us, sometimes she's the working mom carrying a baby in her briefcase. Well, our next guest says it's time for us to update those stock photo galleries of women in the American economy. Jessica Bennett is a journalist and contributing editor for Lean In, a nonprofit organization started by Facebook CEO Sheryl Sandberg. You might remember Sandberg's book of the same name that encouraged women everywhere to lean in and get more involved in achieving their personal and professional goals. Well, earlier this week, Lean In announced a partnership with Getty Images to challenge stereotypes in stock photos of women by curating a new collection of realistic and updated empowering images of women. Welcome to the show, Jess.
Thanks so much.
And listeners, here's how we're going to get in on this project. We're inviting you to send in your own personal photo that you think represents updated, modern, real working womanhood. Take the photo and then tag it, hashtag not your stock woman, on Instagram or Twitter. That's hashtag not your stock woman, and we'll see what we get. We'll feature our favorites on the website, and maybe we can even convince Getty and Lean In to feature some of them as well. Just use the tag hashtag not your stock woman, that's woman singular, on Instagram or Twitter. But first, we also want to hear from you listeners. When you're looking through pamphlets, when you're looking at internet articles, when you're looking at all the places that these stock images show up, which images just make your skin crawl? Maybe it's a magazine cover of a billboard where you think, that's not what women look like. Call us at 212-433-WNYC and tell us what you've seen. Or if you have a suggestion of what would make a great new stock photo of modern working womanhood, call us at 212-433-9692. So, Jess, first, tell us what inspired this project. What stock photos were you looking at and said, these have got to go?
Well, I think my favorite story recently is a friend who is the executive director of the Gender Institute at Stanford told us how she was searching for images of a female plumber. And what she got were images of women in lingerie, sexy lingerie, in high heels holding wrenches. So I think that's a pretty typical example of the type of thing that you see. And so I've been a journalist for a number of years, and I've covered women's issues for a long time. So I often found myself in the position of helping photo editors search for images to art or illustrate a story and really coming up with very little that wasn't just sort of laughable or embarrassing.
And to clarify, were you selecting images? Are you looking at Getty stock photos?
Not necessarily. You know, a lot of these stock images are available all over the web, and the internet has sort of democratized stock imagery in some way. Getty actually does a fantastic job of really paying attention to this and has very beautiful imagery, and clearly through this partnership is committed to making their imagery better. But, you know, they're the number one image provider in the world, and so a lot of these stock images we don't even realize we see every day. We don't know where they're coming from. We just see them on billboards, on the subway, on our televisions. And so we're really surrounded by this imagery more than I think we even realize.
Hey, professional and working moms seem to be some of the biggest targets for stock photo stereotyping. Mm-hmm. A lot of the existing imagery of working moms either perpetuates the women can't have it all idea because they have tangled hair and are sort of things are falling out of their hands onto the ground.
They're literally juggling their baby in a computer.
Exactly. Or it takes it to the laughable extreme where they're balancing everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I immediately thought of Diane Keaton in the Baby Boom movie where she's got the power suit with a baby in one hand and a briefcase in the other.
Exactly.
What are some other images of working women that you think just get it wrong?
Well, there was a meme recently started by the Hairpin, Women Laughing Alone with Salad.
The Hairpin, the site.
Yeah, the website. And essentially, I'm not sure exactly what their search terms were, but you constantly end up with women sitting at desks, sort of sad cubicles, with a salad that appears to be their lunch, you know, sort of fork in it, halfway to mouth, just looking like they're having the best time ever. And so it's, you know, it's very posed. The lighting is a little bit cheesy. These images crop up again and again. You know, another favorite that I've noticed is a woman in sort of a sexy corporate suit with high heels and boxing gloves on. I'm not sure exactly what that is supposed to represent, but maybe, you know, sort of a really hard-hitting female executive, perhaps. So these types of images you see all over the place, and sometimes you're not even looking for them.
Gil, on Staten Island, you've noticed some stock photos that make you laugh. What's one you want to mention?
Yes, I work in the marketing business, and we work in retail, and we always have these women that are just overly joyous, and whenever they're shopping, they're staring at their credit cards about 3 feet away from their face, and they have these big goofy smiles on, and I just can't take it, you know? After a while, it just gets to be the same thing over and over again.
Thank you for your call, Gil. So the women staring joyously at their credit cards while they're shopping. Sharon in Rockaway Park, New York, what do you want to add to this?
The view that I see of women, which annoys me the most, is on the major news channels, especially in the morning. They'll have news anchors, men dressed relatively practical, you know, sports jacket, tie, pants, and the women still all dress like they're off to a New Year's Eve ball gown. It'll often be 5 degrees out and snowing, and they'll say, oh, it's freezing out. And they sit there like a 1950s stereotype of somebody who's advertising an appliance for baking a cake. And whether it's Channel 2, 4, 9, 11, I don't want to single Linda Tripp out, but often her clothes are incredibly distracted. I mean, she's a pretty woman. She's in great shape. But the men don't do that. The women still, and this is major media, and they often then will mock a story about Miley Cyrus posing naked on a wrecking ball, but they're not that far off themselves.
Sharon, thanks for your call. So, Jessica, how about the sexiness factor when you're curating these images? Talk about that a bit.
Right. So, I mean, I think that she made a really good point, because what this goes down to is these images are perpetuating stereotypes. And if what you see is a sexualized woman, you know, laughing at a credit card, what is that going to tell young women and grown women about what they can be in the world? So what we've really tried to do with this collection is change that. You know, we want to be reflective of where women actually are in the world, which is the majority of the workforce, rising up corporate ladders. There are men who are contributing to families. We want to represent accurately what's happening in the culture and also show something that women and young girls can aspire to.
So it's important to distinguish between what's expected and what's reality. I mean, the reality is that mothers today sometimes have gray hair. New brides aren't always in their 20s. But understandably, you can only show so many new norms. So how are you, ideally, in this new collection of stock images of women, how do you account for that diversity?
Well, we were very careful. I mean, we handpicked every single one of these photos. So you're going to notice a diversity of races, a diversity of industries. You know, you'll see women in robotics labs. You'll see women in service. You'll see a diversity of ages. You'll see some wrinkles and some gray hair. You'll see body types that aren't all just stick thin like you might normally expect. So we really paid close attention to that, and even when it comes to girls, there's a lot of girls in the collection, and there are a lot of men in the collection, men contributing to families and doing an equal role. So that was really one of the top things that we wanted to make sure we were representative of, because that's really what's happening. I mean, that's the reality.
And as far as working women, how do you define working women?
Well, I think a working woman can be somebody who is a work-at-home mom. They can be somebody who is an executive. They can be somebody climbing the corporate ladder, though we don't want to show them literally climbing an actual ladder.
No ladders allowed in this new collection.
And yes, no images of women climbing ladders. And what we've tried to do in the workplace images is really convey women in powerful positions through body language. You know, they're not hunching their shoulders. They're not sort of fading into the background. They're literally sitting at the table or standing at the table. Sometimes they're physically leaning in. You notice that they have agency and they feel authentic, and you can tell just in the way the images are shot and in the way the characters are posed or not posed, they have power and agency.
Kristen in Brooklyn, what did you want to add to this conversation about stock photos of women?
Hi, I think that you might have addressed a little bit of it. I worked as an art director for 12 years, and one of the problems that we would always have is that the photos of women would always be white women. And if they were Asian women, for example, they would always look foreign. They wouldn't look American. They would be sourced from, I guess, Asian stock photography sites. And it was particularly difficult to find professional-looking African-American women, Southeast Asian women, or Latinas.
Yeah, we worked with an amazing team at Getty, Pamela Grossman, who runs the visual trends department there, and a ton of art directors who are really, really committed to making sure that each of these images is reflective of what's actually out there and what's happening. And I think you'll notice that they're very diverse and they look very real and authentic.
Marlene, in Long Island City, again, I mentioned we're collecting photos of stock women. So what would you like to see quickly?
Well, one of the things that really upsets me every time I see a woman with a camera is that she looks like she's never held one before. I'm a photographer and I'm also a jeweler. So I'd like to see women with, making films in, as jobs or doing photography or welding or making jewelry. I also, most of the women that I see around me are not dressed like they are going to a fashion show or out to lunch with their during the day. They're more dressed for the work that they do, which may be very physical.
Marlene, thanks for your call. So that's your assignment, all you out there. Hashtag not your stock woman. Show us your photos on Twitter and Instagram, and we'll share them with Lean In and Getty. Jessica Bennett is a journalist and contributing editor to Lean In. Thanks for this project, and thanks for joining us on WNYC, Jessica.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehrer. Again, that's hashtag not your stock woman. Send us your photos and we'll put a slideshow up on the Brian Lehrer Show page.